For King and Country tells us hope is rising, never give in, never give up, it's not over yet. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
welcome to episode 15 of the Fat Man Chronicles. We are just a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. My name is Pete. I am one of your hosts and the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog. And sitting across from me, happy anniversary.
My wife, Gretchen. Happy anniversary, babe.
We're recording on anniversary night.
8 years.
We had our extravaganza.
Yes, at this time last year, about 95% of our guests were drunk because they had already had 4 hours of open bar.
Oh my gosh, yeah, 8 years ago, you're saying.
8 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, not last year.
8 years ago, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of hours of open bar at our wedding.
There was.
And the cupcakes were gone in like 14 seconds.
Yep. Thanks to Swirls, a lovely local.
We get no advertising dollars.
No, we don't. But we gladly will advertise for Swirls because they are amazing. I think the best cupcakes in the city.
Yeah, you don't like a lot of sweetness, and they're not as sweet with their double whipped butter
Italian
buttercream.
Yes.
They are amazing.
They are.
We do, though, get credit sometimes. So, did you see John's post on Endurance for Everyone in terms of like how many listeners in which states?
Yes.
And he gives us credit for getting Illinois up to third.
Exactly. Obviously, we're totally to blame for that.
And where I'm a little disappointed though is Rob, co-host Rob, is in Pennsylvania, not in the top three. Rob, you're kind of slacking. But that's, part of the game.
Yep. Not everyone could be us.
No, we are super compelling. So our anniversary, or as I'm calling it, the Fat Man Returneth.
Yeah, seriously.
It was, there was a plan, and that plan was thrown out the window. Night one, there was no, I mean, night one, we went out with our friends Jen and Boone.
Yep, we went to Lena Brava,
we had done a little bit of a pub crawl before that.
Right. Which wasn't necessary. We didn't really need to do that, but
it was fun.
It was fun. And it was just time, you and me, and we haven't done that in a long time, so.
Yeah, and Lena Brava is a Rick Bayless restaurant.
Yeah, and no advertising there, but it's fine.
Yeah, Rick Bayless doesn't need any advertising. Dude is set. But the meal was unbelievable.
It was amazing. I would go back there in a heartbeat.
The wine was great, the Mexican wine.
Yep.
Kind of little known in our country. They have a huge list. It's got to be the biggest list in the U.S.
Yeah.
Of Mexican wine.
Who knew? I mean, I had no idea that they produce so much down there.
Yeah, it was great. And the thing that got me, the octopus.
Octopus. Well, it was so good we ordered it twice. So that had to have been. But the tomahawk steak too. 32-ounce tomahawk steak. That was
something
bone
to behold.
And everyone got to chew on the bone.
We did. We should post some of those pictures. Well, they're on our
personal pages. Yeah.
Maybe we'll post a couple to the, not necessarily Jen and Boone's picture. We would need permission.
Probably.
But some of ours. And then we laid around on Saturday.
Yes. And so our plan for like Saturday was to continue with our no sugar, no grain.
Yeah.
So we were going to be good because we knew the night before we were going to have sugar and grain, which is we did. And we knew that dinner, our big anniversary dinner was also. So we had every intention of being good during the day. And then I had a work conference call first thing in the morning at 8 o'clock. And so I'm on my call and you got up and to go get us coffee. Well, I thought you were getting us coffee.
That was my plan.
And then you came back with
donuts.
Donuts.
Or as Homer Simpson would say, donuts.
And that's
glazed and infused donuts.
They're in the hotel. I mean,
it was too easy.
Yeah.
And I admit that I probably had had one or two drinks too many the night before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I wasn't feeling great. And that's when you crave this junk, right? And I caved and just went off the way.
I caved with you.
And the fat man was in full effect. I mean, like, my mental makeup on what to eat was pretty much blown for the day.
But we did, it's not like, so I feel like, so we had the donuts, right? And it's not like you ate, you in the past would have eaten easily three or four of those donuts. And you had portions of the donuts, but I don't think you made up, like, you could have pounded that entire box of donuts in the old days.
Oh, sure. I could have done it that day.
But you didn't.
I had some
restraint. And I did too. Well, donuts, let's face it, donuts and me, I mean, it's not my go-to, except that bacon maple donut thingy.
That's pretty special.
That was pretty special. So, you know, we did that. And then we would have gone out and had a huge lunch or something like that. And then we shared a pizza. Again,
I know, but it was a pizza.
But it's a pizza, but still, like, I felt like even though it had grains and even though we were having the sugar and the flour and all that stuff, it still wasn't, it was a restraint. We still had some restraint. We didn't go crazy because we were at Eataly having our late afternoon snack and they had arancini. Well, we both love arancini, but we didn't order that. We didn't because we didn't need it. Again,
that's
in the
true.
Past, we would have ordered that.
And that's where it's good to get different perspectives because I'm looking at it as I didn't stay on my plan. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And you're looking at it as it could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
And a year ago, it would have been a lot worse.
We did have a glass of wine, but I don't think either of us finished our glass of wine.
No.
At lunch, but it was just.
Well, we knew we had 12 courses with wine pairings coming.
Right.
In just a few hours from then.
So I mean, I'm actually proud of us for, you know, doing what we did this weekend. And then Sunday, I mean, we both had some toast with breakfast and I had potatoes on breakfast, but then we were great the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, we got back on track on Sunday and then definitely back on track the last couple of days, Monday, Tuesday. We're recording on the 12th, our actual anniversary date. So it's been almost a week since we recorded. And did you weigh yourself by any?
I did. So I weighed myself before on Friday morning.
Yep.
And then I weighed myself Monday morning. And I went up I want to make sure I get the right numbers. I went up 4.5 pounds over the weekend.
I went up 7.
But then I was down 2 this morning.
And I was down 2 also. Here's the problem with going up 7. That put me with a 2 on the scale again.
No.
So I saw that.
That's probably also why your mindset is where it is as well.
I went up a full 7 pounds.
Yeah.
And so that most of that's bloat, right?
Right, exactly. We tried to drink water, but we didn't drink enough.
Well, it's even just swelling and stuff from carbohydrates that we don't normally eat anymore, right?
Yep.
And I feel like it's kind of redundant to say, or I feel bad saying, or we don't normally eat because we just had some a couple of weeks ago. Now we're doing this. This was intentional though.
Right.
And I wouldn't trade it for anything after the time with Jen and Boone was awesome. And then the meal at Smith, I mean, maybe it's one of the two best meals I've ever had in my life.
We've talked about our dinner at Meadowood before and it was amazing. And this one was right up there with it.
I mean, the stuff that they did.
It was the transitions. The transitions between each course too was just like seamless. Like they took a little element from each one and like kind of like brought it through the full meal so that it wasn't like a stark change. It was like your palate had this and now it's got this plus this and now we have this. I mean, it was just, I mean, it's no wonder they got the stars.
Yeah. I mean, they deserve the 2 Michelin stars they have
very
easily. And it was really special. I mean, the meal the whole time was special
and
for us.
And the wait staff, I mean,
they were
phenomenal. They were engaging and it wasn't just, you know, like it was very informal. The setting I thought was beautiful. I mean, it's in the West Loop and it's like a old building that they converted. I mean, it's probably with some warehouse or something. I'm not sure. Or, I mean, who knows what they did. And it had a rustic feel to it. And like the seating area that you had before you go to sit down, because they asked you to get there early. I mean, that was like these comfortable couches, they're low seating, and they come by and like, do you want a drink? And it's just, I mean, it was just like a nice, from beginning to end, it was just such a comfortable, engaging area. I mean, yeah, I loved it.
I agree. I think that they want to keep it more rustic. It's based mm-hmm. on Smith County, Virginia. And the you could tell like the country feel on some of the stuff. And yep. It's close enough to the ocean, so there's all kinds of seafood.
Oh, so much seafood. We had a lot of seafood this weekend. I mean, compared to with Friday night and then Saturday night, it was a lot of seafood, which yeah. I love. And now I'm like craving seafood.
Right. And I mean, and what's interesting about, I mean, until the, only a couple of courses really at Smith, including the desserts, right?
Right.
Were really bad for NSNG. I mean, yeah. I think most of that meal was actually not, but it was the amount of food. I mean, it was 12 courses plus other stuff that they right. bring you.
Exactly.
And pairing, I mean, a wine pairing with every course pretty much. but it was super special and yeah. it was a planned digression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said it before, I don't like the word cheating because I don't feel I did anything wrong.
No.
I saw the results of what happens when I go back to that lifestyle. You did too.
Yeah.
And we immediately just come back. And I'm not hungry either. And that's the one thing. If anybody's considering going NSNG or just even giving up the sugar part or whatever, once you get to a certain point, you can kind of go back and forth.
Right.
As long as you catch yourself right away. Mm-hmm. It's the mental aspect that's way tougher than the physical.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry.
No.
And yesterday, I'm able to run, I'm able to go my 14 to 16 hours fasted pretty easily.
Yesterday, I was a little hungry, like a little more so than usual. But I just had some cottage cheese and I was fine. So, I mean, but I was struggling, but I mean, it was just mentally. I was like, nope, I'm good. I don't need to do it. I'll wait till dinner. And what did we have for dinner last night? Oh, I made the zucchini enchiladas.
Oh yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were good. So,
All right. Well, I think people are really dying to know your views from the couch since we missed some for a week.
So my mom was here last week, and so the views from the couch were Christmas movies and Star Wars. And
we talked about that.
That kind of stuff. So that was my phone because I took notes. So today I binged like my shows. I was like, all right, I'm focusing. Cause sometimes when I watch my shows, I'm really not, I don't pay attention. Well, I pay attention.
Does your
but
boss
I'm not,
listen to this?
No.
Okay.
I pay attention, but not really. Like a lot of the stuff is on DVR. So you could fast forward the commercials. I never fast forward the commercials because I'm usually working and I just don't pay attention. Today I'm like, I got so much I need to go through. I was fast forwarding through commercials. So, okay.
So I'm going to stop though for a second.
What?
We did not, like, we have wine, and we didn't even talk about
that
bottle.
That's right. We started on the anniversary.
Wow, we did. I skipped a whole segment. A segment people look forward to.
Well, it's not on the board, so.
I know. I don't have it in my outline, and I'm going to have to redo my outline.
So, we are drinking, it's a Marietta Roman. It's 2015 estate-grown Zinfandel. It's a Petite Sirah Barbara. So, yeah.
That was fairly close.
Yeah, I'm
it's
good
mostly
like that.
Zinfandel. That's why they can call it estate grown and Zinfandel's big. And then there's a little bit of Petite Sirah and Barbera in there. And it comes from California. There's these guys, the Bilbro brothers. I think one of them just left the business, though.
No.
But these wines we've carried for a long time. We used to get these from Bones.
Oh, Bones.
Yeah, we love Larry.
Yep.
But we used to get Marietta back in the day.
It kind of looked familiar.
Well, this one we didn't get, but the old vines, red lot, whatever, right? I think they're on 68 or something now. We used to get from him, but Marietta always brings back memories of Bones.
Yeah.
So, you know, always fond. Love some Bonesy. All right, now back to the views from the couch. We digress.
So because I had so much, I decided to take notes because I knew I wouldn't remember everything.
Are you going to be able to read them from a distance?
Yes, I'll read them from a distance. I don't have my glasses on, but I should be able to see. So we had some, so my one show, Below Deck, was a season finale. And this one is about people that work on one of those luxury yachts where people go with insane amounts of money and rents out the yachts, and these are the workers. And that inspired me to want to do that. Like, I don't want to be a worker. No, I don't want to be a worker. I want to be the people that everyone waits on. Like, I want that. But I want to be nice, too.
On a yacht in particular?
Yeah. Like, they're in the Mediterranean. This episode is down, they're down in the Caribbean this season. But they go to the Mediterranean. That's when we talked about going to Greece and, like, renting a yacht and stuff. That comes from this. So, this was a season finale. And there's a guy that works the yacht that's actually from the Chicagoland area. And he's kind of a jerk. I'm not going to lie. He had a girlfriend. And there was a pretty stewardess on the boat. And he started having feelings for her and hooked up with her and didn't tell the girlfriend. Then broke up with the girlfriend over a text message. Had something with the stewardess. Then at the end of the season decided, no, I want to go back home to Chicago because he has some family stuff. Go back to Chicago and I'm going to get back together with my girlfriend. Meanwhile, he had made plans with the stewardess to go travel together after the season. So he's kind of a jerk. Not really happy with them.
So is the breakup by text, that's a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Is that the sticky note of the...
It's the sticky note. It's the sticky note of this modern age.
Okay.
So you have that. And then there's this other girl who's a woman. I mean, she's a young one. I don't know. But she's got a daughter. And she left her daughter to go work on these yachts for 6 weeks. And they're gone 6 weeks at a time, I guess. And it's a young daughter. And she's crying about how much she misses her daughter. It's like... But she says it herself,
How old is the daughter?
She's probably six or something.
Oh, she didn't leave her alone, did she?
No. Oh, she's okay. With family members. But it annoys me. It's like, she's like, I miss my daughter. I'm missing my daughter and I'm doing this. But I'm like, but this was your choice. You're choosing to do this. So don't complain to me about how much you miss your daughter. Like, you can miss your kid, but it was your choice to leave your kid to go work on a yacht.
That's always how I feel about people who do Big Brother or Survivor or something when they're crying about their kids. Like, you made the choice to do it.
You made the choice to do it.
Or my favorite, Alone.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're always complaining about that
always
on Alone.
Always being alone. Well, you chose to do it. So, yeah. So, she's crazy. So, anyway, so next week is the tonight is the reunion. So, I'm looking forward.
I don't have to watch that, do I?
No, I'm looking forward to that. Then we have Real Housewives, New Jersey. They got into a fight at a charity fashion show. I mean, there's a fashion show for, families that lost a loved one or something like that. And these women get into a fight over old stuff at a fashion show, throwing drinks and stuff.
That sounds staged to me.
It's just stupid.
Didn't they write, isn't it... A little bit of the premise of that whole Big Little Lies show, was a fight at one of these charity things. I feel that staged. I don't know.
They were all together and they were all making up, and then all of a sudden now they're hating each other again. And that's the same thing with my Married to Medicine. It's
how do you watch this stuff without a snack? Seems like a snacky. These seem like snacky shows to me.
No snacks.
No?
No snacks. And Married to Medicine, that's one. It's everyone's getting divorced and the women are fighting. They're down in New Orleans. They went on a girls' trip to New Orleans and they're all in New Orleans and they're again, all these shows is the same thing. They keep on bringing up the same old stuff. They all make up and then the next episode, they're all mad at each other again because someone went out on Twitter and did something. Who knows? It's just...
Twitter is a cesspool.
It's just annoying. And Atlanta was the same way. Real Housewives Atlanta. But this way, on that one, they went low and were talking about the kids. Most of them all have kids. And one of them was saying something bad about one girl's child, her daughter, calling her not very nice things. And it's you know what? Say what you want about the mom, but don't say anything about the kid. Kids are off limit. And that's a common theme with all these shows is kids are off limit. You don't talk about the kids. I mean, that's just... You just don't do it.
They're off limits on our podcast.
Yeah, we don't talk about kids on... Well,
not,
sometimes we
not
do.
Badly
not badly
about kids.
No. And the last one is my Don't Be Tardy for the Party. Don't Be Tardy. That one, we were talking about that before about her son got bit by the dog. There was a resolution about the dog. The dog went to training. the family went to training and they made this whole like dog run sanctuary for this dog outside with shade and its own pool so the dog can come back to the house, have his safe spot where away from the chaos, away from like he could go. And because that was the whole thing. It's like their house, they have six children. It's a chaotic house. And the dog was at the time, why he bit this was the kid because he felt threatened. And so now he has his safe spot to go and be on his own and not be in the chaos. And I thought that was awesome. Like, I mean, obviously it's, you know, the dog bit the kid. And so there's that whole thing. There's a lot about that. But the dog was just reacting to feeling like he was threatened at the time. And so they did the right thing. I mean, they did a great thing. They went and got him training and, you know, stuff like that so that they wouldn't have to give away the dog because the kid was like, where's his, and it's kind of unfortunate because the dog's name is Sin. So
well, that's self-fulfilling prophecy.
I mean, that's an unfortunate name. But the son was like asking for him, like, where's Sin? When's Sin coming home? So he wasn't traumatized. It's not like he was afraid of dogs. And that was another thing that the trainers kept on saying. The therapists were like, you don't want him to grow up being afraid of dogs. You know, you want to make sure you're introducing him back into his life and stuff. So I thought that was a happy, happy ending.
I need to get some of that training. When I feel threatened, I yell and eat.
Yeah.
I need a safe space.
Well, they have a muzzle. They put a muzzle on them too. So
no.
Maybe we get you a muzzle.
Come on. Couch, muzzle. Jeez.
So, yeah. So that's all I got.
Wow, that's a big.
I did a lot.
You did a lot.
I got through a lot.
You got through a lot.
And I have a lot more to go. There's some more reunions. There's my Little Women Dallas reunion. I hear that one is insane, according to Linda, our patron. She's telling me that I need to hurry up and get through these shows. Oh, also like Vanderpump stuff. I mean, there's a lot of shows starting up too, so.
That's a little scary.
I know.
We can't lengthen the segment.
No, that's why I thought it did pretty good.
You did. I mean, you had good notes.
I did.
The fact that you're taking notes on reality shows scares
well,
me.
Well, I felt like I was forgetting stuff and like Linda would be like, well, you forgot to talk about this. I'm like, oh, I forgot. So now I have notes.
I mean, maybe we just need to have Linda call in for this segment.
Oh, it would be a long segment if Linda and
maybe
I started talking about
maybe you guys
need
your own
this.
Podcast.
Views from the Couch podcast.
Yeah, with Linda and Gretchen.
That would be funny.
You could record it on work time, apparently.
No. We both work.
Oh.
We both work. We just are very good at multitasking.
Gotcha.
So, anyways, so you're training this week.
I mean, the best part about training for me is I get to listen to more podcasts. My training's been going pretty well. I did not get all 4 days in the last week, though.
Right.
I wussed out on bringing stuff with me downtown, and that cost me because I didn't want to do it when I got home. And there was a moment where I think I could have done it in the city since we spent the night in Chicago. But I didn't do it. But I got 3 good runs in, and I'll get in 4 or 5 this week for sure. I'm still got good check-ins with Kevin. That's going well. He's now Team Pete because you called him a stalker. You said stalker-ish, I believe.
I am stalker-ish, not quite stalker.
Right, but I get to listen to so many podcasts. I got to listen to another Gomers episode. They
you
just
love
came
your
out.
Gomers.
I do love Gomers. And you know, very, very interesting part about the Gomers, they talked about Anthony in particular, Gomer One, talked about 3 reasons that their attempt at a sub-5 marathon the first 2 times failed.
Okay.
And I heard the first 2, which were basically they were silly the way they worked on pace. So for a 5-hour marathon, you need to break 5 hours, you need like 11:27 per mile. So they would train to like 11:27 or 11:22. Like there was
no give. In
there was no, well, and you're potentially going to get slower as the marathon goes on. If you don't, if you try to pace yourself 11:27 the whole way, you're probably in trouble. You need to be able to go faster than that, right?
Right.
And the second thing was they didn't put in enough training miles. Mm. And this time around, they're not going to run the same race because they're a year or 16 months apart or whatever it is.
Okay.
So they want to both run a sub-5-hour marathon before 40. And so the first one to go was actually Gomer 2, Steven, out in Arizona. And he trains at altitude in Flagstaff.
Oh.
Nuts.
Yeah.
But he's put in massive amounts of work and it's noticeable on his Runkeeper. He's become that guy on Runkeeper.
Oh, yeah.
That every, you know, 2 minutes it bings, I feel.
Yeah.
Telling me Steven's completed a run. so anyway, I missed the third reason. Like I didn't, I think I was breathing really hard at that point in my run. So I was probably 3 minutes in. And I tweeted him after I just called Twitter a cesspool. I don't know any, I don't have his number. Yeah. So I can't like call that part of the restraining order.
But I could still tweet stalker. Him. You're his stalker.
I could still tweet him. And I said, hey, you know, I think I missed this. And he's like, oh, the third thing was we didn't really know our why.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, we're about to release a podcast talking about our why. And he's like, oh, I can't wait to listen. And I'm like, really?
Does he listen?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow.
No. Come on. Maybe he does. I don't know. Actually, he did like our Fat Man Chronicles page. So he might listen.
Maybe.
And this was like the week to interact with podcast hosts that I admire because Trevor from Marathon Training Academy. Yeah. We might have mentioned it last time.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if we did or not, but I said that, you know, we were going to do an epic hike and tagged him saying, you know, and he's like, that'd be great. He's like, epic. I love it. And he's like, well, I'll be a guest. And I'm like, yeah. That dude's got hundreds of episodes under his belt. Like they've got thousands and thousands of listeners. So it's really cool to, I mean, but they're just regular people, right?
Right.
I mean,
they are.
But they were really nice. So I get to listen to a lot more when I train.
Yeah.
Today, I couldn't wait. So I had a long drive for commute for work and I couldn't wait. So I did listen to the Endurance for Everyone 100th episode.
Ooh.
100 episodes. Congratulations, John and Rob.
Good job.
Rob hasn't been there for all 100. Of course, John has. And because of that, Rob went out and interviewed like past co-hosts that Rob has worked with.
Oh, yeah.
And then other people special to the show. Megan.
You weren't interviewed? No. You're not special to the show?
No. They as far away as possible for me. But Rob did a good job interviewing people. I really enjoyed the episode. And the two guys were very interesting that were former co-hosts. And Rob talked to Megan. And Megan, one is a member of the group and has been on the show before and even helped co-host a couple of episodes. And she's also in Sub 30. And the other is John's trainer. John is a trainer. He trains Rob. And so this was like the trainer's trainer.
Oh, nice.
And what I learned is both of those women are badasses.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, they are crazy, cool, like inspiring people. And I kind of already knew that about Megan, number one, because she's in Sub 30 and we've interacted. She's kind of a no-nonsense person for sure and, you know, is willing to call me out. And I've mentioned her before. She's called me out.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
But, you know, she's like, I got asked to be on these relay teams for USA Track and Field.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's really cool for, you know, like a master's division, right? And the other one's running 888K.
Oh, that's crazy.
Over 10 days. That's 552 miles, if my math is close on that, I think. That's insane.
Insane.
So, you know, that's the thing about listening to these podcasts. I get super inspired. It pumps me up. It makes me want to do more crazy things. but overall, it's been good. And today, there was the Chicago Marathon had their lottery.
Oh.
So all the lottery acceptances went up online. So everybody who got into Chicago that wanted to,
congrats.
Everybody who didn't, sorry, but there's always next year. Or
do charity.
Do a charity, right? So I'll have a confession here. I signed up for the lottery.
Did you get in?
I did not.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I said I wouldn't do it.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, but a lot of people have said, look, you know, you could push your distance. Like you're starting to train more. Maybe you want to, and I do want to hit a marathon. It's the hometown marathon. It's a world major. I think.
No.
I think Chicago's world major, maybe not. But anyway, it's huge.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, well, I'll try. And the lottery is on our anniversary.
So you thought it was meant to be.
Well, no, what I thought was if I get in, then it was meant to be.
Right.
Right. And if I don't, I really didn't want to. So now I'm off the hook.
There we go.
So that was good. But I feel really happy for everybody who did get in.
Yeah,
and,
for
you know,
sure.
There's a few people who didn't and were bummed. But I'm telling you, grab a charity bag.
Yeah,
some of these things, you got to raise, you know, $1,000 or $2,000, maybe $3,000. I don't know. But
who knows?
I mean, it's a, you know, it was maybe something you want to try.
Right.
Try to do. So that'd be pretty cool. Other than that, I've had a few things lately on my mind about sugar.
Well, because we just ate a ton of sugar.
That was one reason. Also, training is an banting, no sugar, no grains, keto type person, right? At some point, you still need fuel for longer distances. And I'm not quite there yet, but someday I hope to be. But I've been in several of my kind of ancillary groups that I don't talk about. There's been discussions about sugar mm-hmm. and fueling. And people, several of these are kind of keto groups, right? And one of them is a running group that I really never, ever talk about.
Okay.
Because I think I kind of just lurk in the background on that one. For the most part, I don't feel connected.
Right.
Right? At least not yet.
Okay.
And after this, they probably don't want me there.
Probably.
So somebody was saying, like, look, I can't have sugar, but I want to know how to fuel. And there were several responses that included sugar, and like six or seven in a row that basically said, hey, we use baby food, organic baby food, right? We put them in these pouches and we use baby food. And, you know, so we'll use apples and, and bananas. And so I chimed in and I just said, hey, they were looking for alternatives to fuel that don't involve sugar. I'm not sure this is going to work for them.
Right.
And, you know, here's a couple of other suggestions, right, that I made, you know, having to do with things that are closer to no sugar.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little bit, but much, much less than that. And I got ripped. It's not sugar. Okay, what is it? It's fruit.
Well, fruit has sugar. It's got a natural sugar.
Okay, so there's the difference. People don't understand all the time. Not saying everybody, but right. There's so many people. When I tell them I'm not eating sugar, right?
Right.
They don't get that fruit is sugar.
Right.
It's a different form of sugar. It's mm-hmm. it's natural sugar, but so is sugar. Sugar's natural.
Right.
It's produced by with sugar cane,
right.
And honey is natural.
Right.
Like, there's not anything more natural, right,
right.
than honey.
Yeah.
You can have raw honey. I mean, we've had raw honey. We love it.
It's wonderful. But
those things are sugar. And I'm not sure that we understand as a society, right, what sugar involves. And it got me really thinking about how the online community can push into realms that you don't necessarily want to go, but it's a good conversation to have. For the record, if it ends in like OSE, it's probably a sugar, and fruit has sugar in it.
Yeah.
Now, some has less than others. If you're going to have what we do, blueberries,
raspberries, yeah.
Cherries, I think are another one that they talk about.
Yeah.
Not maraschino cherries.
No. Just the regular
and
ones.
And syrup. But I think you got to be careful because some people, it might be a choice like us. Other people might be a health issue that they've got to avoid these things. And I'm sure that they would know the difference.
Right.
And then my other piece of that though was if you're not doing it for a health issue in terms of like you can't eat it because you've got a stomach issue,
mm-hmm.
you can have some sugar on long runs because you're just going to burn it.
Right, exactly.
And fueling with things like almond butter isn't going to help you because that stuff doesn't get absorbed into the system. That's the whole point, is
right.
it doesn't get absorbed right away into the system.
Right.
So once I make it to a certain point, I'm going to probably just go ahead and use the things that work for me anyway.
Right.
The Stinger waffle things. Those,
oh, yeah.
Those
really
work
like
really
those.
Well
you like those
for
a lot.
Me.
Yeah.
And I've tried all the other stuff. You can and these other no sugar things and they're just rough on me. I don't prefer them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the big things on my mind that I'm sure never crosses yours.
No. The people on my Facebook feeds don't talk about that.
Well, you don't join any of these groups either.
No.
And I mean, this is, I'm looking for ways to make sure that I'm staying on track
right,
and for
exactly.
tips and encouragement.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not judging people if they want to have baby food.
Have at it.
I don't know. I mean, I love peach cobbler baby
right.
food. I used to eat my kids peach cobbler baby food all the time.
Kayla never had that.
No.
I don't think they make it anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah, she never had the peach cobbler baby food.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
I used to eat that a lot. Way too much.
We denied her. Poor kid.
Well, and that, as a spinoff, got me thinking about disagreeing with people, right? And how delicate that is. We had our moment on the last episode.
Yes.
Came together at the end. I talked a lot last episode. That's, you know, okay.
That's all good.
For some people, not a lot.
Kevin's team Pete now, so it's all good.
Well, you called him a stalker.
Well, he is kind of a stalker.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. Wow. I'm kidding.
But how do you deal, how are we going to deal with people during the holidays? I think that you're a lot better at this than me.
I don't let it bother me. I don't talk about it. I don't.
So they don't talk about it, or you don't talk about it, but they do. So how do you just get out of that conversation? I mean, how do you how do you not say anything at that point? I don't understand. Do you just get up and walk away?
No. I mean, my dad, our family knows about it. Like, so I've gone over to my brother's. Our family knows what we're doing. And I just feel like, you know, when it comes to dinner time, when we're having the pastas and the fishes and all that stuff, like luckily this year at my dad's, we're not doing this Feast of Seven Pastas, where we're going back to my traditional growing up, where we do a multi-course sit-down meal. And so when it comes to like eating and stuff, honestly, I don't feel like it's going to come up. Well, my Uncle Bruce might bring it up because he's like your biggest fan now. I mean, he loves reading Fat Man stories and stuff like that. So he might bring it up and might ask how we're doing it. And I'll be just like, you know, we're having a little bit here and we just adjust and we make exceptions for what we choose. And I just don't talk it through. I don't talk about it. I say.
So what if there's a criticism? Like, so what if somebody says, "Oh, you can have just one," or
and my response usually is like, "Oh, it's just one day," just and be like, "Well, I make my choice. You know, I'm choosing. I know my stepmom Viv makes an amazing chocolate tort. I don't know if she's going to make it this year. She usually makes she makes really great desserts. She really does. So do I cut back on something because I want to have that? I don't know yet. I haven't decided, but I'll just say I make my choice. I just, you know, I'm choosing not to do it and just let it go at that.
That's I really choose what I, not to eat.
I mean, that's kind of how I, you know, I try to change the subject or I just try to downplay it. I don't go into the reasoning. I don't go into the medical. I don't want to preach by any means to family members. I mean, if they want to know more and they want to take me aside, fine. I'll go, we could talk one-on-one, but I'm not going to sit at the dinner table and get grilled by it either. I'll just be like, and if someone's, and I can see some people trying, asking more and more, and I'll just be like, no, I just don't feel like it.
And friends don't bring it up to you much?
No, they really don't.
Yeah, we're just, it's so funny because it's so different. Like, you know,
like Linda and I talk every day, right? We talk all, you know, we're talking online and, you know, I send her stuff and she's just like, oh, what about this? And I'm like, oh, I can't. Or my friend Debbie, she asked about cookie day at your mom's house. And she's like, what did you end up doing? And I found a peanut butter cookie recipe that was horrible. And I said, oh, I threw it out. And she's like, oh, I made this raw peanut butter cookie. And she's like, I don't think there's any flour in it. And so she reads the instructions and the ingredients to me, and there's dates in it. I'm like, well, okay, but there's dates. So I can't, I mean, that I'm choosing not to. And that's what I try to make sure when people say, can you have this? And I say, I choose not to. I try to use that term instead of I can't have it. I try to say, I choose not to have it. And maybe that's why, but no, my friends, they don't. Even Jen, you know, when we were out, you know, like if I'm out with my girlfriends and stuff or at Jen and Boone's Christmas party and stuff like that, it's just like a non-issue, I feel like, at this point.
Well, I think with us, maybe we've gotten a little bit lucky. Like Jen and Boone pretty much are accepting of other ways of eating. I mean, they go on stretches where they'll eat in a certain way too.
Uh-huh.
Our friends Dan and Dana definitely have changed mm-hmm. how they eat. And we were hanging out quite a bit with them, and Bernadine and Frank are just nice people.
Right.
I mean, like they don't say much about stuff like that. Don't think. It's other areas, right, where maybe people I don't know as well, where right. I kind of get it. And I interact outside of the house more
right.
than you do with people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And either it'll be obvious because of what I've ordered, or somebody will say something about the podcast or, right. or the blog,
right.
and then it gets brought up. And, you know, it's tough not to feel judged. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who are bigger, fat people like me, that feel judged when you're trying to eat a certain way.
Yeah.
And people kind of bring up, well, can't you have just one, or one bite's not going to hurt you?
And my response always is like, you're right. One bite's not going to hurt me, but I choose not to do that one bite.
Yeah. I mean, I'm much more now, like I'm trying to say, you know, you're right. I try to plan this out better though. Like
right.
for me, I need to plan it out. I need to plan on having that bite.
Right.
Or else that one bite becomes two, becomes three, becomes 12, because I wouldn't have gotten in the mess I was in.
Right. Exactly.
Right? And everybody's at a different point in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Rob brought that up.
Oh, yeah.
In his podcast, you know, he talked about listening to our show, and it was a different, like he's, sorry, my headphone got unplugged. he's says that like I'm where he wants to be. So I've got a podcast called Fat Man Chronicles talking about this journey of weight loss, but I'm like where he wants to get to. And it's interesting, right, to me, because everybody's at a different point in their journey. So tell somebody, you know, hey, that one bite won't hurt you or what
right.
have you, it's not necessarily true.
Right.
I mean, for you, it may not hurt you, right?
Right.
For somebody else, person B, that may be the spiral that sends them out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never really been one to look at this problem of weight the same as, you know, I know a lot of people compare it to alcoholism, right?
Right.
Or drug abuse.
Right.
And I think those are different. Just mm-hmm. for the record, that's a personal thing. I just think they're different. But I do understand the parallel of, look, most alcoholics can't have one drink, because one
right.
drink leads to two, leads to three.
Yep.
Most people who are overweight can't have
one
cookie, right?
Right?
Because it leads to two and it leads to three. And then the next thing you know, you're sitting with a crumb-filled couch watching reruns of Below Deck on your own.
Hey!
I'm not saying that happened to you.
Oh, but it could. I mean, believe me, we had cookies in the house, you know, and I love me some chocolate chip cookies, and Michaela loves chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, it's like, I think about it, it's like, oh, what's one cookie? And it's like, but see, it won't be one cookie, because I know it. It won't be one cookie. So it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been pretty remarkable that you and I have done as well as we have, given that we haven't asked our children to give up these foods and they're in the house. So
right.
my dad has said that to us, right? How do you do this
yeah.
when it's sitting right there? And there is a really good example of not everybody could.
Right.
Alcoholics can't necessarily have a bunch of beer and
no.
wine and liquor around.
Right.
Some can.
Right.
Another podcast that I've brought up before, 10 Junk Miles, host Scotty, admitted, you know, addict, they drink beer, not him, but all the other people in the room with him
right.
that day,
right.
three, four, five people are all drinking beer
yeah.
and he's okay with it, right?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it now.
Yeah.
I could have that stuff in front of Jen and Boone's party, great example, right? There was a ton of food there that I wanted.
The dessert table.
I wanted to devour, but we
yep.
didn't do it.
Nope.
We made the decision going into the weekend what we were going to do for our anniversary.
Right.
And we broke down around that. Like, we didn't do in terms of the parts of the outside the dinners, we were going to try to be better, and we
right.
weren't.
No.
So a little bit of that, but come Sunday, we were back
right,
on
right,
it by
it.
Sunday afternoon, basically.
Yes.
So I think some of the mechanisms though that to cope with it are
yeah.
to have a plan,
mm-hmm.
stick to that plan.
Yeah.
And when somebody asks you about it, you come up with whatever answer is good for you. You're
right.
saying, I choose not to.
Right.
I choose not to.
I know,
to.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
I choose not to run. Everything comes back to a Seinfeld.
Everything comes
And
back
I started to say, you know, hey, you know what? I've got
to
plan that out, or
yeah.
it's a problem for me.
Yeah.
And hopefully people respect it. When it's your family and they make you feel bad because you're not eating Aunt Rose's famous pizzelles, that's a different It's a little bit different
story. It's harder. And it's going to be harder because you're going to be sitting, we're going to be at you know, my dad's house, we're going to be sitting around the table and we're going to have, you know, a pasta dish. And my dad's going to make his amazing, he makes a great seafood pasta and he's going to make that. And it's going to be very hard not to eat it. But, you know, maybe I'll eat all the seafood out of it and maybe like a bite of it. Because my dad makes his own pasta as well. Typically, sometimes he's cheated. He's cheated and hasn't made his own pasta. But I think he's going back to his lobster ravioli, which Lily loved that one year. So he'll make his own dough and stuff. So that's, you know, it's like, I feel bad because he's putting so much work into it. So I might go, I'll probably go in there with the plan that I will have a bite of the pasta. I won't eat an entire plate of the pasta, but I will probably have a bite of it just because otherwise I will feel a little guilty that, you know, all my family members put through all this effort to make this amazing meal and I'm not eating all of it, but yeah. I won't eat all of it. Like, when my aunt, I think my aunt's making her lasagna. I don't know, I can't remember for sure. If she makes it, I mean, I'm not going to eat a whole slice of lasagna. It's just not going to happen. I refuse to do that, but.
I haven't thought about it fully yet, but yeah. As of right now, like my gut instinct is I probably won't.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a night for me that I want to do that. It's too close to another, like it's too close together for me.
Yeah.
And that is your choice. Yeah, but I mean, choice. I don't want to offend anybody either. And hopefully that they can understand and respect it. And I think that they will.
I think it's just a matter of like, I think you make it a non-issue even. Like where it's like they put it in front of your plate. It's kind of like when you're a kid, right? They put it in front of you and you kind of mess up the plate so it looks like you ate a little bit, but you really didn't eat it.
I don't know if that's going to work for this.
Totally. Totally what you do. They're all too busy eating anyways.
Right. Well, we're in charge of the meat.
We are. So. And you know, I thought about, you know, braised short ribs was one of my things. I also thought about prosciutto.
Oh, yeah.
Prosciutto. But I want, so the meat course is supposed to be my dad's instructions. He's very much a control freak when it comes to this, was meat and a polenta. I'm not doing polenta.
We're not doing polenta.
I'm going to do a cauliflower mash of sorts. Instead of using, like, kind of like our loaded cauliflower mash, but instead of using cheddar cheese, use Parmesan cheese maybe, or a Reggiano, and then maybe use like fried pancetta.
That's
in
the
there.
Same thing, I think.
You meant
pecorino.
Pecorino,
I think.
Yeah, Romano. And maybe use like fried pancetta in it or something like that instead of bacon, just to Italianize it up
a
little
bit. Well, you'll have to experiment.
So, but that's what I'm thinking. And then, yeah, we just need a meat. So I don't know, like prosciutto, that's a usual crowd pleaser.
Yeah, we'll have to think about it some more. For sure. It'll be good no matter what.
Exactly.
We'll have fun. But those are just a couple of tips on how we'll deal with.
Yes. Like upcoming weeks.
But it's not an easy one. And it's really getting tough for me because it's cookie season and I love all that stuff. But I'm going to hang tough.
You can do it.
I'm going to hang tough.
It's almost over.
All right. Well, should we wrap it up? Anything
else?
Sounds
good. No.
All right. This has been episode 15 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Remember to please go and subscribe at your favorite podcast app, Apple Podcasts /iTunes. Leave a review there. That helps a lot. We're slagging on the reviews. We were doing really well. Haven't gotten any in a while. You can also find us on Google Play, Stitcher, and Podbean, or any of the aggregator apps that you may use. The music, as always, has been You Got Me Wrong by Safar. On social media, you can find us at Fat Man Stories on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Website is fatmanchronicles.com. Go there and subscribe to get updates on when new things are posted. And if you want to become a patron and join Linda, feel free. Swag's coming. Swag is a-coming.
It's coming.
All right, that's it for this episode. Get out there and be better today.